Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today on a very exciting program because it requires you to do something, and that is dancing, because our program is called Let's Dance, Dance, Dance. And we're going to be listening to a whole collection of medieval dances, which are really sometimes very foot-stomping music, so you may want to grab a partner and do the best you can with this sometimes new rhythms that were composed many, many years ago. We're going to begin with an estampita. That type of dance is the Italian version of the French estampi. And the way the estampies was put together, it was a dance which had various sections to it, and each section had a first ending and a second ending. But each section had the same first ending and the second ending as the very first section. So if you want to put it in alphabetical terms, section A, first ending A, section A, second ending A. Then it would be section B, first ending A, section B, second ending A. Third section, section C, first ending A, section C, second ending A. So each section that was at the first beginning of the piece is used over and over again with those same endings. The term gaeta in this particular Italian piece could possibly refer to the word that means bagpipe. And also, I understand it's a port on the western side of Italy. And so you may want to get out your Italian dancing shoes. One of my favorite estampitas, the Estampita Gaeta, and this is a poem by the ensemble called the Dufai Collective. Thank you. one of my favorite medieval dances, the Estampita Gaeta. This is an anonymous 14th century Italian dance. And you're going to hear many, many more dances today because our program is called Let's Dance, Dance, Dance. I did mention the fact that the Gaeta was an Italian version of the French estampi. And the estampi has the same form, as I mentioned before, as the Gaeta that you just heard. I don't know whether if you listened closely you could have heard that the endings always were the same for each section. There's the first ending, then it's played again, and the same second ending. We're going to hear now four of the early 13th century French estampis, and in the manuscripts in which they exist, they're only referred to as the first estampi, the second estampi, and so on, all the way up to the eighth estampi. We'll hear now the first estampi, the eighth estampi, the second estampi, and the fourth estampi. And again, the members of the ensemble playing this is called the Dufay Collective.
Thank you.
a group of French estampes. These are from the 13th century. And actually, I think I forgot to mention all of these dances are by anonymous composers. And we only have about, 43 or 44 dances from medieval sources that existed. I think the reason for that is the dances were so popular, people thought, well, why in the heck do we have to write them down? Everyone knows them. But thank goodness we have at least a little over 40 dances available for listening to. And those dances were performed by the Dufay Collective, who will also perform the next three dances. We'll now hear dances from three different countries, from France, England, and Italy again. The first dance is just called La Danse, D-A-N-S-E, and this is by an anonymous 13th century French composer. Then an English dance called a Retrouve by an anonymous 14th century composer from England. And we're going to end with two different Italian dances. One is called a Tratto, and the other is called a Saltarello. I don't know really the origin of the word Tratto, but a Saltarello would mean a dance in a jumping fashion, and usually the Saltarellos were in 6/8 time. And you can hear from the music the type of dance that would logically select that you jump. So these three dances, and again performed by the Dufay Collective. Thank you. one of the early Italian saltarellos, and we heard a series of four dances prior to that, a piece merely called The Dance from 13th century France, and then The Betrothed by an English anonymous composer from the 14th century, and that short piece prior to the saltarello called Atrato. We're going to hear another estampi, and this one is number 5. Interesting names. And again, this is anonymous 13th century France. And we're going back to the Italian estampitas. We began the show with the Gaeta. This one has a proper name attached to it and merely referred to as Belliccia. And again, the members of the Ensemble Dufay Collective are doing the music quite well.
Thank you.
another estampita called Bellice from anonymous Italian composer from the 14th century. And we did begin with a short estampi, the fifth estampi. We're going to close with one very small piece, and this is by a different ensemble. This is the from a CD called Estampi 2, and it's a New York ensemble for early music. And we'll hear a piece called merely Dance Royale. Final short dance, and called merely a Dance Royale, an English dance from anonymous 13th century. And I'd like to give thanks to our recording engineer, Jenny Lawson, and WWNO's web developer, Jason Saul, for reminding me that you can listen to Continuum anytime on the web. All you have to do is contact it by wwno.org, and when the homepage shows up, click on Music, and on the pull-down group of programs, just click on Music at the Commerce Continuum, and then you hit the play button, and you'll hear this week's program. And thanks again to Jenny and to Jason for reminding me about that, and hope you listen at many times. And again, that's anytime on the web. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I was your host today, and I hope you had a wild time dancing. And we'll be back with you next week for another program of Continuum.